So some, the first halacha that I just talk about is a halacha for Rosh Hashanah Aruch. It's well known. Siman Reish Vav Siv Dalet. Kol Dova Shemavurah Mav Loich Loi. I Lari Yachboi. Tzera Loich Zoi Biyaminoi. Okay, Shemavurah Siv Reish Aruch. When you eat a bracha, something that you eat or that you smell, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. Your right hand is kashivos, focus, and you make a bracha. And it's also repeated in Hilchas Havdalah, Machava. There's a whole sefer Shulchan Aruch about how you're supposed to make Havdalah. You're holding the wine in your right hand for Havdalah, then you want to make a bracha on the besomim. So you're supposed to put the wine down in your left hand, take the besomim in your right hand, and make the bracha on the besomim. When you finish making the bracha on the besomim, then you take the wine back to your right hand, just as halacha is supposed to be in your right hand. Can you do what? You can either put it down, or you say that it's not. The ikka isn't what you do with the bracha, that's the point. The whole seder there, the ikka is that what you're making the bracha should be in your right hand. That's the whole point of the halacha. No inyan of the switching, not switching. The ikka is you make a bracha, not on your right hand. So the Mishnah Berurah there says, Hatam Hashem Chashivus, what do you do if you're left-handed? Ve'itiyat, said in brackets, he's got a mongon of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Itiyat, someone who's left-handed, should hold it in his left hand. The Sfat Shapeskim Chabchaim brings down that Itta holds, someone who's left-handed also holds it in his right hand. And the reason, Pshat is why we hold it in our right hand. Nigle, the reason is Yinov Chashivos. Your right is your Choshev side. So someone who's left-handed, his Choshev side is his left hand holding his left hand. Alpisoid, the Yamin is Chesed, and that doesn't change. So if you want to change, nothing to do with the Chashivos of the person, it's the Indian of the idea of Chesed, the idea of being Hashpos HaShefa when you're making a bracha. So that's the idea. Now, as Machlokes Mechavan Ramah, what a left-handed person does, Ramah holds that a left-handed switches it. And Mechavah holds not. Now, Mishnah Berurah continues over here. Valderech HaKabbalah, here he does bring the Kabbalah. Ein litchiv havri shemavarech alov besakin. Asher yechas hasakin b'yemini. Valderech HaKabbalah, you shouldn't take a knife and stick it into the food. If you're holding your right hand and make a brocha. No one will say why, but the Mepharshim explain, the Indian is, the right is simav chius, the koyach, the strength of a living person in his right hand. The sakin is made a katsa yomov, and therefore it's inappropriate, which has to hold a bracha, to hold something in your right, stabbed with a knife. What about a fork? Doesn't say the Mishnah Berurah. Ma'aseh Kafa Chaim says that if you're not going to hold it in your hand, you should have a silver spoon. Silver spoon, why? What's that silver spoon? Shaz Azoi, there's two inyanim here. There's one inyan and a knife, and there's another inyan of Leisonif Aleim Basel, that iron is something which represents a weapon, something which is used for making swords or whatever it was for Katsi Yamov. Therefore, it's inappropriate to use a knife and also something made of iron. Therefore, it says you use a silver spoon. The Chayra, Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything about using a fork, and certainly our forks are made out of stainless steel, it's not a problem. But what hand do you normally hold your fork in? Normally, you hold your fork in your left hand. So when you're eating your meal, you take the food in your left hand and you hold it, you make a bracha. So that is a charon. It's counterintuitive, but once you've got your food, you might make a bracha. You have to switch the fork to your right hand and then make the bracha. There's an Ian, the Mefrosh of Sifin Shulchan Aruch, feed it here and in Havdalah, to hold the food in your right hand when you make a bracha. So I got a fork, you normally hold your left hand, it's kamat al-chashmini. An interesting addendum that Mr. Brewer adds on here. When he asks his friend to pass him a sefer, you ask someone to pass you a sefer, sign up, Jesus, take the sefer in your right hand. Nothing revolutionary here, nothing which has been discovered in America. Of course, you see if you're supposed to hold things in your right hand. Do you make the bracha standing up or sitting down? Generally, Hilchos Brachos does not make bracha standing up or sitting down. So now, there are some brachas we are told explicitly what you do, one way or another. There are others that we are told, not told anything about what you do. So for example, Amida, Shrein Esra, it's called Amida. You have to stand up. Kiddush Levonu. Kiddush Levonu, if you say standing up, sitting down. Yeah, you say Yisrael in the Kiddush Levonu. Kiddush, there's an Indian there, Kabbalah Teshkinah, but you have to say standing up. Benching. There's a Mefosh HaHalacha Mechaber that a person has to sit down when he sits down. Kufay Gimel. What about other birchas hamitzvahs? Standing up and sitting down. So it's not so clear, it's a machlokes. The Yaivetz is well known for its shita saying it depends. A mitzvah which you do standing up, you make the brach standing up. And a mitzvah which you do sitting down, then you do sitting down. So that would explain to the Yaivetz why birchas Krishna, why do you do sitting down? You say Krishna sitting down, so therefore the brach also says sitting down. What about stama birchas? The Yaivetz says to follow the same rule. So eating standing up, you should make the bracha standing up. Eating down, you should make the bracha sitting down. You should generally say, yeah, you should not be eating standing up. But if it happens, you're eating standing up, then you make the bracha standing up as well. However, there's also a sieve there. After a kupe gimel sieve test, the Mechaber says, tzorich, leish b'shosh mevarich. You should first sit down. You have to sit down. And sieve yours, as in the halacha, which is not as well known, yesh oimim, shegam, berichas me'en sholosh, tzorich oimim miyoshov. Yesh Oimim, that not only is benching one of those brachas, which you have to say sitting down, but Ala Michyo is also one of those brachas which you have to say sitting down. It can very often happen, arise at a Kiddush, say a Kiddush, and generally it's not enough chance for everybody, but when you make Ala Michyo, it's proper to sit down. I once saw a Talmud Chacham, he didn't have any chair available, he leaned against the wall. As I'm sure, it's not called Amido, at least it's at least leaning against the wall. Now, when you are at a Kiddush, another frequent halacha that arises is there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Dalud. So Kuf Ayin Dalud Sif Beis that Yayin Hoita Kol Minei Mashdin and Ramah adds a few more brachos Yishonim. The same way that bread is considered the most kosher of foods, and therefore someone eats bread, all other foods are considered tofel. So you don't make a bracha Yishonim in your other food, and you don't make a bracha Akon in your other food. So wine. Say has the same halachas with regards to mashkin. Someone who has wine, he makes a very big of it, and now he wants a drink. He wants a lemonade, he wants something else, which very often happens at Kiddush. Yayin, hoita, kol mini mashkin. Don't go and make a bracha yishrenu, and you don't go and make a bracha yishrenu, because you had wine, and wine cuts it. There is a complication that does arise, because how much wine do you have to drink to make sure you can invoke this rule that you do not make a bracha on the mashkin? So Mishnah Berurah discusses the halacha and brings various shittos. He says if you have a mole lugmov, which you anyway supposed to do if you're making kiddush, so then you're okay, and you definitely do not make a bracha on the other drinks around there in the kiddush. They were certainly they were fall off there on the table. They're in front of you, start making kiddush. You shouldn't make. You made the mole lugmov. You drank lugmov. But one minute. He also brings an opinion that even if you drink a kol shehu, the smallest amount, that could be enough already to invoke this halacha, not to make a bracha on other mashkin. Therefore, if someone else makes kiddush, and he's drinking one lugmov, and you take a little sip, so now you've entered an unclear zone. This zone that you're in now, you drank a sip of grape juice, a sip of wine, so now it's unclear. Is the shitta, there is a shitta that says yes, you can't know about it. There is a shita that says, no, until you've had money lugmov, you have to make a bracha. Now you want to drink money, what you do? So the answer is, that's why you have to have herring at Kiddush. Because herring is not mashkin, and herring is not patted. You take a shahakul on your herring, and you have it in mind that you're patting a drink. Don't forget to have it in mind, you're patting a drink, and therefore, you're okay. That's why you have to have herring at Kiddush. There is also another complication, which is the machlekes in the poskim. This halach does apply to drink juice. Yayin has got chashivos. Yayin is figbea, yayin is misameah. Does grape juice have the qualities of yayin? And if it's disrespectful, machlekes a poskim of yashkal. No, it's showing some halachas. Yeah, it does. So does that apply possible? So it's another complication. Someone makes kiddush grape juice. He's had a molei lugmov. So therefore, according to all shittos, he had a requisite shea. Is that sufficient shea to qualify with halacha? But the grape juice itself might not qualify too. So by the way, he also has to have a piece of herring. So the more herring, the better. Now, Birkas HaShachar is Birkas HaShvach. Birkas HaShvach, which according to many is best said standing up. Not necessarily doesn't have to be, but the best said standing up, that is the minhag.
Should we make Kiddush of
Or you're making some whiskey, so this halacha does not apply. Because it's a shahakil, and therefore your hand is not the problem. You make the shahakil, fine. Now,
is it mean by us at starting to make extra brachos in order to have mea brachos on Shabbos? So after that, after Jesus, they make Adama and all that. Or if you ask Adama and then all that.
Right. So you have to make sure to have a shahakil on something that qualifies you for a shahakil. But you have to make sure that when you choose to shahakil, you're choosing something that you have to make a bracha on. So you can't take a drink. If you've had grape juice, then you can't take a drink. So now, you've had your kiddush, so what's the next stage? You're going to make a mezonos. You got cake, and I was going to say the following, but from the shiur I realized it might not be necessary, but I was going to say the following. You made your kiddush, and now you've got mezonos, and there's a nice set of table in front of you. You've got cakes, and you've got face busily, and you're going to eat all of them. So what should you make the bracha on? Should you make the bracha on a cake, or should you make the bracha on busily, or there's no difference? What's the right thing to do? So I was going to say that if you have these cakes, you know, these nice fancy cakes, they're like very yummy, and they're cut up in little pieces, and you've got a busily, then I'll show you, you should make the bracha on the busily, because the busily is a shalim. So when you've got a choice of brachas, we know that if they're all the same bracha, so the prime order, the precedence is given to the one which is the sholim. So the cake is cut up. No, even over chaviv in the same min. Yes, sholim overrides in the same min. Sholim overrides the chaviv. Let me see. But I saw in the same Zayis Brocha before I said the Brocha Shem. I saw the Zayis Brocha. He says as follows. The interesting halacha, the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually says that as follows. That cake, if you have sufficient amount of a cake, if you have sudo on it, it then switches to be have a dinner of bread and you can make a mix on it. If you're having it as a national mezonos, we do, and but it has within it the potential to be a mitzvah. So even if I'm making mezonos on it, but this is a chosh of a food. This is a food which could be a mitzvah. So a chosh of a food is not the same as a busy, which can never be a mitzvah. It doesn't matter how much busy it is all day, it's been fried, it's not true sabbas, you're never going to make a mitzvah on a busy. So this has got in it a quality. But I still was left with something to say. Because I realized if you've got this cake which is cut up, these fancy cakes are cut up, and you've got a rogula. Yeah? And the rogula is a shonim, and I've had the issue the bracha on the rogula over the cut up cake. And if you can find a big rogula, that's even better. Again, it's not, I think it's worrying a mufaroshin. Now,
if you go to a kiddush,
yes,
somebody makes the dinner, supposed to make a kiddush. He doesn't know he's making a kiddush for all. He's just saying he's making it for everybody who wants to do it. And you don't drink any wine.
But then you make a shahakal and you've got no problem because you're not drinking any wine.
Yeah, so
then you start with a shahakal drink.
Is he wanting to drink
coffee? No, I'm with you with a kiddush, but not with a big tzaddik. You're not drinking wine, so you can still make a shahakal.
No, he doesn't want to drink.
No, if he wants to drink, you want to drink wine or not? Not drink any wine. So if you don't drink any wine, then you make a shackle on the drinks. Now, the next halacha is might be a bit more surprising, and that is I was surprised to see a bracha sheet, and I certainly didn't know this myself. I knew the principle, but the application again, the application was where there's the bracha, what's the correct bracha to make on wafers? So bracha yishoina mezoinus, that seems quite straightforward, and bracha achoina says bari nefoshes. So I took a step back and say, what's going on? Bracha yishoina is mezoinus, that we understand, it's made out of wheat, it's made out of chamish min dogon, mezoinus. So then the correct bracha should be arach mecha. Now, in fact, it's based on a halacha, it's based on a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah discusses what happens if you have something like it's called a tzucha nekach. It's made out of dough, but it's got all sorts of other stuff added into it. It might be equivalent to a sponge cake. So by the time you finish eating it, you haven't actually had the kezias of the flour of chamesh minim. So what do? So Mishnah Berurah says, pas kistin shemurot b'tavlin harbek again tzucha nekach. The minig is the very for love the safe alamechio, she's yet with his eyes. Asha women dog on the vadoi, she needs a boy ain't boy shake his eyes. And he says he doesn't understand the reason. The minig is If you have a lasagna which is like a cake, then you make an amichi on it, even though you have eaten a shir or chamish min dogum. You need to have a shir dogum to make bracha for you. The other stuff which is mixed in doesn't help satisfy the shir. Should really be a bracha for you. He tries to justify the amichi. But that applies to a case where you've got a dough and you mixed it in and you've been nourishing other things, and even though the Mishnah Berurah is really not happy, he says you should got a mini dough, you should change the dough. But if you have something like a wafer is made, you take a little whiskey of thin dough pastry, and then they smear on some chocolate, then they put another pastry and smear on chocolate and perjure. And what happens is there's actually very little kamach in it. So unless you eat a huge amount, and sometimes you can never going to have enough because it's less than 1/8 of flour in a wafer, which depends obviously on the brand, it's a specific of that particular kind of mitzvahs. But then most times you've not eaten a shear of actual dogon. So if you just had a few wafers, you've had the kezias, but that kezias isn't made out of flour. So it's made out of chocolate, it's made out of sugar, it's made out of margarine, echmeisich, all the other rubbish that goes into your wafers. So then, the correct bracha would be bone of flushes, and even the Mishnah Berurah would agree that doesn't go against the minhag ha'olam. So we'll have to leave some more for another time.